friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Denzel Washington's words after Will Smith's slap at Oscars shows he's the friend we all need. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. The Will Smith slap of Chris Rock during the Oscars telecast 2022 became a huge topic of discussion after the show. But Denzel Washington's words of advice for Will immediately following the unfortunate incident offer some powerful insight for all of us. When times get tough, this is just the kind of friend we all need in our corner. The 94th Academy Awards ceremony on March 27, 2022, was a big night for so many. And it was a huge moment for actor Will Smith, who won the award for Best Actor for his role in the film King Richard, where he played Richard Williams, the father of tennis stars Venus and Serena Williams. Though Will has won several awards in the past for both his music and acting career, this marked his first Oscar. Sadly, though, an on-camera altercation between Will Smith and the Oscars 2022 host Chris Rock occurred shortly before Will received the award, overshadowing what should have been a joyous moment. As a variety of celebrities step up and off the stage to present the different awards, their speeches usually include some type of poking fun, and the Oscars have developed a somewhat roast-like atmosphere. However, the jokes can range from fairly innocent to incredibly snarky and everywhere in between. And this type of humor begs to question, how far is too far? This seems to be the impetus for the Will Smith slap incident that occurred during the Oscars telecast in 2022. As Oscars 2022 host Chris Rock did his bit, he made a joke about the shaved head of Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith. "Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it," he teased, referencing how actress Demi Moore famously shaved her head for a role in the movie G.I. Jane. Chris Rock clearly felt this was an innocent joke, following up with the comment, "That was a nice one." And Will Smith initially laughed the comment off. However, that all changed after his wife's reaction. Jada Pinkett Smith clearly didn't find the remark funny. Her shaved head is actually the result of a medical condition, not a fashion statement or stunt for an upcoming movie. In 2018, doctors diagnosed Jada Pinkett Smith with alopecia, a condition causing hair loss. While male baldness is relatively common and accepted in today's society, that's not so much the case for women. So, the loss of hair can be embarrassing and emotionally devastating for a woman. Jada has publicly shared her diagnosis and embraced the condition by shaving her head. She worked hard to make the most of an illness she can't control, vowing that, "Me and this alopecia, we are going to be friends." But that doesn't necessarily mean she's immune to the fears, doubts, and insecurities that arise when a woman loses her hair. So, Chris Rock's joke about her shaved head clearly struck a nerve, and what happened next shocked everyone. In a move no one saw coming, Will Smith marched on stage and slapped the Oscars 2022 host Chris Rock. He then returned to his seat, visibly angry, and shouted for the host to keep his wife's name out of his mouth, using some profanity as well. Chris Rock laughed the moment off and continued with his presentation, but the unexpected altercation stunned everyone. While the Will Smith slap may have been the actor's attempt to stand up for his wife, violence is in no way the right response. It was certainly a dark moment for Will, and in those moments, it is so important we have a good support system. Enter Christian celebrity Denzel Washington. During a commercial break, both Denzel Washington and Tyler Perry came to Will's side and had a chat with him. And in Will Smith's tearful acceptance speech that came later, their intervention certainly appeared to have had an impact on him. When Will Smith stepped on stage to accept the Academy Award for Best Actor, he spoke of what a fierce defender Richard Williams was of his family, alluding to his role in the movie King Richard. Will's comments seemed to suggest he saw his attack on Chris Rock as a way to defend and protect his wife. However, most would agree the situation in no way warranted physical violence of any kind. While only God knows a man's heart, Will Smith seemed regretful over his decision to slap Chris Rock. And if Will truly believes God is calling him to be a light in this world, as he mentioned in his speech, then he knows the impulse to lash out with violence doesn't fulfill that purpose. And Will recalled the scripture-inspired words of wisdom he received from Denzel Washington. "At your highest moment, be careful. That's when the devil comes for you," Denzel cautioned. Denzel's words echo those from 1 Peter 5:8. "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, waketh above, seeking whom he may devour." And what good advice! This is exactly the type of friend we all need in our corner when we stray from the path. Someone who isn't there to shame us, but rather to hold us accountable and point us back to God's truth. Will Smith is also receiving support from his family, who are equally shocked by the actor's violent outburst. "He is a very even people person. That's the first time I've ever seen him go off. First time in his lifetime. I've never seen him do that," Will's mother, Carolyn Smith, said. Will Smith's family is standing behind him and hopes he won't be defined by what they call an uncharacteristic moment. Will Smith later went on to issue a formal apology through social media for the slap. And while there is still plenty of discussion and controversy surrounding the incident, we pray the parties involved will allow God to lead them all to a peaceful resolution. We will all face dark times in our lives, and a good support system is crucial. May we all take Denzel Washington's advice to heart and beware of the pitfalls laid out by Satan. "Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the river of water, that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." Psalm 1:1-3. Boy sneaks heartfelt letters to new owners after family finishes fostering a dog from a shelter. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. After fostering a dog from a shelter, one boy decided to sneak in some sweet notes in the dog's files for her future family to read. How heartwarming is that? Roman Duncan is a 6-year-old who has a strong love of dogs. Along with his family, he helped foster a pit bull mixed puppy named Maggie from North Shore Animal League America. Maggie was rescued as a young puppy and needed a comfortable foster home to live in until she was old enough to be adopted. That is where the Duncan family comes in. Maggie was able to spend her formative months with 6-year-old Duncan and his parents, and the little boy and the pup quickly developed a close bond. But Duncan's parents made it clear to him that Maggie was not going to live with them permanently. They would only be taking care of her until it was time for her to go find her forever family. As a way to cope with saying goodbye to Maggie, Duncan ended up writing letters to Maggie's future family. He let them know in his letters how wonderful of a dog Maggie is, how Maggie is the best dog you could ask for. Then Duncan slipped his letters into Maggie's paperwork as she was leaving to be transported to a shelter in Port Washington, New York. When the Animal League America rescue team saw Duncan's letters in Maggie's file, they were touched, and they made sure that Maggie's forever family would get to read the sweet notes themselves. What a sweet story about a boy and his love for a wonderful dog. And North Shore Animal League America is hoping that inspires other families to try fostering pets.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
There's nothing in this world that he cannot do if we truly allow his love.
We can do nothing without him. Anything that we do apart from him is not something that's permanent.
All we need is grace. That's everybody. We are all broken people. Yes. on our way to a place that we believe is waiting on us in heaven.
You can find more of Bridges with Monica Schmelter at lifeaudio.com.
In Christ, we are all one family.
Amen.